Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. The conviction of a former Milwaukee County judge will stand after a federal ruling yesterday. Hannah Dugan was found guilty of interfering with an immigration arrest at a courthouse last year. She asked the court to throw out the conviction based on another case, but the judge said ICE was still carrying out an active process at the time. The case now moves to the sentencing phase. A Dodge County deputy is out of the hospital after being shot by a suspect. Officials say the deputy was released less than 24 hours after Sunday night's shooting that started on reports of a man causing a disturbance at River Run Dog Park in Elba. After the shooting, the suspect ran back to his vehicle as other deputies worked to provide aid to the injured first responder. When deputies went to the suspect's car, they found the man dead from what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. No guns were fired by law enforcement during the situation. An Oshkosh man caught on video kicking a bleeding dog in the head will spend more than 2 years in jail. A Winnebago County judge sentenced Travis Gant this week to 18 months plus additional time on animal mistreatment convictions. The case came to light after a child recorded Gant kicking the dog in the head while it lay bleeding and shared the video with a friend. The judge also ordered no contact with the child after Gant reportedly threatened her for recording the incident. Authorities removed 3 adult dogs and 4 puppies from the home. Oshkosh Area Humane Society workers say the dog in the video was unable to stand after the beating and suffered lasting effects, including deafness. After extensive rehabilitation at the shelter, though, they say the dog has been adopted into a loving home and now goes by the name Mabel. All the puppies and other dogs were also adopted, though one dog was returned and remains up for adoption through a foster home. And that's your state update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News. For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. A new report is suggesting use of force by Madison police led to a man's death in 2024. The department's interim independent police monitor released findings from the encounter this week after the man's mother had filed a complaint. The report found 32-year-old Richard Johnson's death was caused by, quote, restraint, cardiac arrest, and not an overdose of drugs as reported by the medical examiner. The report noted details being left out of the police report by officers who were involved with the in-custody death. 3 men connected to Donald Trump's 2020 campaign are now pleading not guilty in the Wisconsin fake elector case. Attorney Jim Troupas, along with Kenneth Cheesebro and Michael Roman, entered those pleas yesterday to 11 felony counts. The judge also laid out the timetable for motions that could shift the trial out of Dane County and challenge one of the charges. Fewer students but more staff could mean higher costs for Wisconsin schools and possibly more local referendums. A Wisconsin State Journal report shows statewide student enrollment is down more than 9%, while overall staffing is up about 7%. Much of that growth is in support roles like aides and paraprofessionals. That's said to be driven by rising mental health needs, more students with disabilities, and more English learners. Analysts say the trend could put pressure on school budgets as enrollment keeps falling. More support is on the way for Wisconsin's meat processors with new state grants aimed at helping local businesses grow and modernize. The Department of Agriculture says 18 processors will share $700,000 through the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant Program. The funding will help companies upgrade equipment, expand facilities, and increase production. State leaders say the goal is to strengthen the food supply chain and support farmers across Wisconsin. 3 men connected to Donald Trump's 2020 campaign are now pleading not guilty in the Wisconsin fake elector case. Attorney Jim Troupas, along with Kenneth Cheesebro and Michael Roman, entered those pleas yesterday to 11 felony counts. The judge also laid out the timetable for motions that could shift the trial out of Dane County and challenge one of the charges. Troupas says the county's politics and heavy publicity make a fair trial unlikely, while prosecutors have not agreed with that view. A legal battle over voter information in Wisconsin could move fast as federal officials ask for an expedited appeal. The Justice Department wants access to detailed voter records, saying it's needed to ensure election security. A federal judge previously blocked that request, siding with concerns about privacy and state control. Advocacy groups are also opposing the move. The appeals court is now weighing whether to fast-track the case ahead of the state's primary. A new statewide housing plan aims to make it easier to build affordable homes in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers and housing officials say the update boosts tax credit amounts, adjusts funding rules, and encourages projects across more areas. The program helps developers by offering tax breaks in exchange for setting aside units for lower-income renters. Leaders say more than 61,000 units have been built or improved through similar efforts over the years. They say the changes are meant to keep up with rising costs and growing demand. Strawberry season has begun amid another year of challenging weather. Farmers say late spring frosts and recent rainfall threatened crops statewide, with some reporting damage from winter injury and other related issues. Despite the challenges, farms are welcoming customers for strawberry picking and fresh berry sales. Growers are also encouraging residents to support local farms as they hope for a harvest season lasting closer to the typical 2 to 3 weeks. And that's your state update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Cooper comes through. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. A big night for the Brewers rookie shortstop, Cooper Pratt.
As he shoots one through, and there it is, his first hit in the big leagues. And it comes in his second game, and the fans here at American Family Field stand and cheer.
The Brewers with a 9-4 win over the Guardians. The 21-year-old Pratt, with two hits, one RBI, one stolen base, and one run scored, was asked what will he do with the game ball.
Yeah, I'll probably throw it away. No. I'll probably just give it to my parents to hold on to it with the rest of the stuff that I have.
Pratt's first career hit was to right field, manager Pat Murphy.
He'll tell you, you know, it was predicted by some great Swami that his first hit would be between the 3-4 hole. That was a prediction that was told to him by the Swami. Came true, and he started to realize, hey, you know what, I don't have to do too much.
The series wraps up today at American Family Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today with a spotty shower or thunderstorm perhaps popping up later in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly clear with a low near 53. On Friday, a nice day, sunny skies, highs low to mid 70s.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.